That's how I feel after today. A lot of snow removal at home. Lindsay Gensel, I'm in again tonight. I appreciate if you hung out last night. Appreciate if you're back listening tonight on News Talk 830 WCCO. I am normally during the week on 12 to 3. I'm Chad Hartman's producer. I hang out with him and Adam Carter during the week. But management was nice enough to give me a shot hanging out here at night. So I did that last night. And I got to say, my body is not used to being up till 1 in the morning. Well, and it wasn't just 1 in the morning. I was on air till 1 in the morning. And then you get home. And so it's like 1:30. And then you got to settle down a little bit. And this is the same problem I had when I was a server and a bartender. You would get off late. You'd get home. You'd have to eat dinner. Luckily, I had done that already last night. So I just kind of sat on the couch for about an hour with the animals before I decided, okay, it's time to go to bed. In fact, the animals at one point were like, we're done. It was about 2:20. And I had zoned out watching some trashy television show on Bravo. And I realized everyone had gone to bed and just left me alone. And we'll get to pets later in the day because it's National Love Your Pet Day. I personally think that should just be a holiday every day. But in the land of social media, they've always got to have something for you to hashtag, something for you to talk about. And I'll actually share it. I was planning to do it before the show, but I didn't want to steal any thunder from Mr. Mike Max. I have a great photo of my dog, Ada. I called her my dog. That could be a point of contention with John. It's John's dog, but we live together and we share a mortgage. So I lay claim to like at least 45%. I think that's fair. I mean, I understand if we were to break up, I wouldn't get visiting rights or anything. But I have this great photo. I'm going to throw it up on WCCO Facebook page. So facebook.com/WCCO radio. She hates having her photo taken. Absolutely hates it. I don't know if she is alone in this when it comes to being a dog, but the second I bring out my phone or my camera and I get close to her, she loses her mind and runs away. So the photo is me trying desperately to look cute while holding a dog who wants nothing to do with me. So in the next commercial break, I will get that up. Facebook.com/WCCO radio. We had some people chime in last night and I loved it. I hope we can get the same reaction tonight. The phone number to call is 651-989-9226. You can text at 81807. I'm up on social media. It's at Lindsay Gensel. I'll spell it out just because it's a – my last name's got a few extra letters in there that some people tend to forget about. So my first name is L-I-N-D-S-A-Y, and my last name is G-U-E-N-T-Z-E-L. And I say this every time, and I'll probably be saying it for – the next however many decades that I work in media and he's playing, I'm not related to Jake Gensel, the hockey player that won a Stanley Cup for the Penguins. I wish I were. I think that would be pretty cool. If you compare family photos side by side, we are definitely related by foreheads. But as of what I know right now, there's no genetic match. But maybe I'll do one of those 23andMe. Although – I'm curious to know, when the story that came out, was it last week, about the 20-some-year-old murder that was solved because of this DNA website and a napkin at a hockey game, and all of a sudden this man from Stearns County is arrested for this cold case, does that make people pause at all about sending in their DNA to one of those websites? I'm truly, honestly very intrigued by it. I only know a little bit about both sides of my family. My dad's parents both passed away when I was very young, so I don't even remember meeting them. I was lucky enough to have many, many great years with my mom's parents, but we don't spend a ton of time with the second cousins or the big family reunions or anything like that. So I'm intrigued to see if I sent in the DNA, what would pop up. But now I'm a little nervous. What if you found out something you just didn't want to know? You know, like I know I'm not adopted. I'm my mom's doppelganger. So that's just, you know, out of the question. I also look insanely like the rest of my sisters and get called their names quite frequently. So I know I'm not, you know, the mailman's daughter. But what if something pops up? You know, what if I had like gone on a date with a cousin? You know, so I'm from a small town, and it was not unheard of for people to go to school dances with one another and then find out they were related. I won't say the person's name. It's someone that I was very close with growing up. But she went on what she thought was her dream prom date, and a month later, her grandma told her it was like her fourth cousin. And again, fourth cousin. But still, that it's not quite the 16 candles John Hughes moment that I think she had dreamed about, going to prom and finding out it was her cousin. That's the problem. I mean, small towns, you just, everyone's related. Luckily enough for me, wasn't related to anyone, but no one really wanted to go to prom with me. So I didn't really have an issue in that area. We're going to get to a ton of stuff tonight. Coming up first, though, 2019 is all about convenience. I mean, think about it today. How many of you went onto an app and hired someone to come and clean off your snow? You get your groceries delivered. You have apps that can pick you up, you know, the car outside your door to take you wherever you need to go. Like, it is just, everything is set up to make life more convenient. But what if you have a dream, a big dream, or even a small one, and you're just not quite certain how to get from point A to point B? Maybe you're in your 50s and you've been at the same job for a really long time and you want to transition out of it and you want to find something new. How do you do that? Well, there's people you can hire because, of course, it's 2019. And so we've got a coach coming up, one of my favorite people, Steph Jacobs. She has a passion for helping people, and about a year and a half ago started her own business. It's called Trailblazer Leadership. And she basically meets with people and helps them put a plan in place about how they can achieve their goals. Big things, little things, things in the middle, things like becoming more organized. All of those things. Now there is a line of people who are certified, who are trained to help you get to where you want to be in life. So we're going to take a really quick break, and we're going to bring Steph into the conversation here on News Talk 830. And if you want to join in, if you want to chime in, I would love to hear it. What is your passion? What are you hoping to accomplish? It can be huge, like running a marathon. It can be as small as learning how to crochet. What is one thing that you've always wanted to do? And maybe you're putting a plan in place right now to get there. So share that with us. 81807. You can give us a call, 651-989-9226. I'm Lindsay Gensel, here till 1 a.m. on News Talk 830 WCCO. A record-breaking day of snow in the great state of Minnesota. How long did it take you to clear off your driveway? We do not have a snowblower, so I did it by hand, and I got about three-fourths of it done before I said, enough's enough. So I apologize to my significant other that I did my side and not his. But I mean, like I said, I only left him a quarter of the driveway to do. One thing that I am passionate about is finding ways to make life easier. You know, if you think about it, every day we're doing things to lighten our loads. We're having our groceries delivered. We have people come over and clean our houses. Right now, you probably have someone outside who's clearing off the snow from your driveway, from your front steps, probably even your roof. So what if you could bring in a coach to help you accomplish something important in your life? Now, that could be an array of things. For me personally, I would love it if I had a coach who could come in and help me set deadlines for myself and become better at hitting those deadlines and sticking to a plan. And at the end of the day, it's all about accountability. And the perfect person to talk about this topic is my friend Steph Jacobs from Trailblazer Leadership. Steph, when we are talking about accountability, why is it so easy to hold others accountable but not yourself?
Oh my gosh, Lindsay, you just hit it on the head so hard. Because that is really the thing. There's two things. We are so good at holding others accountable, but the other thing about that too is we also offer other people a kind of grace and kindness and other things that we don't often also offer ourselves. We're super hard on ourselves when we don't get stuff done, too. And so not only do we hold others accountable, but we also, you know, we're not mean to other people like we are sometimes mean to ourselves. So that's actually what tends to get in our own way of getting stuff done. So when we talk about coaching in the coaching program I was in, we talk a lot about the things that block us from, you know, having the life that we really want. And sometimes there's outer blocks, you know, things like time and resources and all of that sort of stuff. But most of the things that are getting in our way are inner blocks. You know, stories that we're telling ourselves of why we can't get something done, or, you know, assumptions that because something happened one way before, it's going to happen that same way again. Or maybe even too, you know, sometimes we have some old messages from way, way back in our life, you know, that are like telling us these things that we can't do it or we're not good enough. And it's dealing with those things that really then help us be able to move forward to achieve the things that we want in life.
It's kind of a combination of an accountability coach, someone to hold you to your own standards, combined with therapy, like a not official form of therapy, in the sense that you have someone who understands what you want to accomplish, understands where you want to go, and is going to help you figure out the path to get there. And from talking with you earlier, I know that there's so many different areas that people can use a coach in life. What are some of the things that you have found with working in your clients when it comes to areas in their lives that people want to improve upon?
Yeah. So there's two main people that kinds of people who I've been really seeing a lot now of recently. So the first kind are people who have a very specific goal and plan in mind for things that they're trying to achieve. And so a lot of those people are trying to reach a new career, like a new position in their careers. Or maybe they're now in a new career and they're like, okay, I really want to be awesome at this. How do I go from a good to great kind of position? So coaching is really awesome for those for people who are very clear about where they want to go. And coaching is also really good for people who have no idea, or for people who just sort of have no clue. And they feel a little lost. They feel stuck. They feel like there aren't a lot of options. And what coaching actually does is allow people to see all of the opportunity that's in front of them. And where the path may not be clear, helping the client draw out those answers inside of themselves in order to find the way forward.
Well, and that was where our conversation kind of started. You know, I'm producing right now. I love on-air hosting. I also love cooking and being on television and writing and connecting with people. And how do I take all of these things that I love and find something that not only pays the bills, but fulfills me, that I want to get up every day? You know, it is a struggle. And I can see where there are people right now, especially with the transition into where we are with technology in the workplace, who are maybe looking at their job and thinking, this is not where I want to be, and kind of figuring out how their skills would work in a different position.
Yeah. And so that's what actually, you know, coaching has so many benefits for people. And, you know, sometimes it is that sort of like, okay, maybe I see where I want to go and I just need to have someone who's holding me accountable as I get there. But for other people, it's actually a really great opportunity to just pause and stop and take stock and look back on your experience in a whole new way, to reevaluate your skills and sort of think about, okay, so given all of these things that I can do, what does the future hold? You know, so all of that learning and insight is just so wonderful for people as they're grappling with all kinds of things. I think too, you know, for many people, and just exactly what you're talking about with this experience, it's the time to really reflect on the intersection of the personal and the professional. So where do these things in my life come together? you know, how do I feel about that? You know, do I need to monetize the things that bring me joy? Or, you know, is there another way that I can find joy in my professional work in a way that I haven't thought of before? And again, coaching is just sort of that conversation to draw those things out.
Steph Jacobs from Trailblazer Leadership is joining us right now. You can find more about her and the work that she does at trailblazerleadership.com. The quote that stands out in my head and has been something that I'm trying to remember every day when my blog post isn't what I want it to be, or the photos of the meal I cooked aren't up to par compared to another food blogger out there who maybe can do it, you know, as a full-time job, whereas I'm just kind of like from work, putting this together, trying to get a photo done before the sun goes down. You know, there's a lot of things in play. But the quote that I always go back to is, perfection is the enemy of good. And it's this idea, you know, if it's not perfect, it can't matter. And yeah. So I wonder, in your perspective, when you get a client who comes in and they know exactly what they want, how do you sit down with them and kind of figure out what small steps they can be doing to get to that bigger picture?
Yeah, so you're so right on, because sometimes we see this thing that feels so far into our future, or such a huge, big goal. And that can also be the thing that stops us. Like, how am I supposed to, I want to get to the top of the mountain, but I can't even figure out how to climb it. And so, you know, what we actually try to do a little bit first is to right-size our goals. So what is going to be maybe I know I eventually want to be at the top of the mountain, but what is just getting to the middle of the mountain look like? And then that starts to think like, oh, well, then if I'm there, getting to the top is not going to be so hard once I'm in the middle. So try to think about then, all right, so knowing I want to get to the top, what though if I aim for the middle, what could that possibly look like? And then you're exactly right, too. Instead of them thinking like, well, now I have like these huge chunks of things, the question that I love to ask is, what is just the next right step? You know, not like, how do I make the leap to the top of the mountain right now? But what is just going to be the next thing that's going to bring me forward? Then with the belief that every step that I'm taking is actually getting me closer to where I want to go. Like, that is the one thing that coaching does, is giving people the confidence, the self-confidence to say that, you know, actually everything that I'm doing now is leading me closer to my purpose.
Let's pretend for a second I want some additional help in my life. I'm a parent. I've got a couple of kids. I've got a full-time job. My husband works, but I have in the back of my mind, I want to start my own catering company. And I decide that I'm going to come to you with this busy life I already have and add in coaching. What is the commitment like when you start working with a client?
Yeah, that's a great question. And it really is very much tailored to each client and what's going on with their lives. What I love to do, and I know what many other coaches like to do too, is just first sit down and get a sense of, well, what is all of this stuff that is going on in your life, and what are your goals? And then you and the coach, you come up with that plan together of, you know, so then how often do we get to meet? Where does this fit in with, you know, everything that's going on? Some people, if they have a very specific thing that they're trying to get to, you know, on a really time-bound time frame, we might meet weekly. You know, with other people who are just sort of like, you know, I'd like to see a change in my life and I'd like the time and space to reflect on that, well, we might meet, you know, every 2 weeks or even just once a month. So all of that is very much tailored to, again, like what the coaching is about and where the client is trying to go.
I obviously know the answer to this because you're my friend. But when you look at Trailblazer Leadership and all the work that you put in to start your own company, what is it that gets you up in the morning when it comes to this business?
Oh, yeah. You know, I love meeting with people. I love the one-on-one coaching work. I can't wait to wake up in the morning and go out to my coaching sessions. You know, I just get so much energy when I am in that moment with clients and we're making progress on something and they are just starting to get motivated and excited and they leave the session going, oh my gosh, I'm just going to go right now. And, you know, the one thing on our list that we talked about, I'm going to do 5 things, you know? So, I love that. I love connecting with people. I love, the thought of helping people get where they want to go.
I think you're perfect for this, but I couldn't agree with you more. There is something when you find someone and you know what they're passionate about and you see the steps that they're taking to get there, it's almost like it fills you up in a way. You know,
yeah.
It's like you see someone going out and getting it and it has nothing to do with you and it has, you know, it doesn't affect your bottom line as far as where you're going in life, but you're like, oh man, it is so great to see someone pursuing their passion.
Absolutely. You know, and I think it's not only just to the doing that I think that coaching helps with, but it's also about sometimes it's just a change of mind, a change of perspective, a new way of seeing something that can really be sort of transformative for a person too. So when people start to let go of some of those old messages, some of that old baggage, those things that were getting in the way, where maybe now even they even just become more satisfied with life the way that it is, and they have more energy to work on their goals that where they're taking them, but then they also just feel better with who they are and what they're doing. That is such a benefit of doing this work for me.
Well, Steph, thank you so much for joining us tonight. Again, if you want to get more information about coaching, about what Steph does with her business, Trailblazer Leadership, check out her website, trailblazerleadership.com. So now I got to ask, what is one thing you want to accomplish? You can be completely happy at home, completely happy at work, but maybe you've got a secret desire to run a marathon, to learn a foreign language, to start cooking more. What do you want to do in life that you're not doing already? Now, you may have put some of the plan already in place, but how are you going to get from point A to point B? Text me. Share your goals. Share your dreams. 81807. You can give me a phone call. 651-989-9226. I've got a ton of them. It's probably my biggest downfall in life is that I have too many goals and too many dreams. And I need to focus in a little bit more on picking out the ones that are super important. But what are you focusing on right now? I would love to hear from you. Like I said, 81807, 651-989-9226. We'll be back in moments here on News Talk 830 WCCO. My memory is going because I had forgotten to post the photo on Facebook. And thankfully, Susan Blanche reminded me, although we both kind of forgot what we were supposed to be doing. There was a moment where she was like, you were going to post something and I couldn't remember it. And then she luckily reminded me the photo of Miss Ada and me. So that is up facebook.com/WCCO radio. Would love it if you shared pictures of your pets. I mean, it is Love Your Pet Day. I feel kind of bad because I gave Ada all the love today. I didn't share it around with the other animals in our house, but I'll get to that little conundrum later. Getting a lot of responses about my conversation with Steph Jacobs. William Lutz, who's one of our very loyal listeners, tweeted to me and said, I got elected to public office to make a difference in my hometown. That was a dream I was able to achieve. That is awesome. I joke, I've got too many skeletons in my closet to ever run for office. Although I say that, too many skeletons to run for office or too many skeletons to work at WCCO Radio are probably about the same thing. So maybe I'll start small. You know, maybe the city of Crystal needs my expertise. I don't think they do, but, you know. My therapist actually once suggested that I run for office and I laughed and I said, do you know how non-confrontational I am? I'd be like the person in the corner who cried every night because someone told me no. And I was like, that just would not make a very good leader. Getting some texts on the text line, 81807. Someone who used Dave Ramsey I've looked into Dave Ramsey before. I think he's got some great advice when it comes to finances and getting out of debt. And this listener texted in, said, baby steps, plan to become debt-free by mid-2019. It's amazing to see it all written down in front of you. It allows me to see the light at the end of the tunnel. I think debt is a big one. I think people are overwhelmed by it and they don't know what to do about it. Especially, I don't mean to pinpoint on younger people, but if I had known the extent of what college student loans were going to do when I was 18, I would have taken that gap year. My dad encouraged me to, and I said, no, I have to stay with my classmates, except for I don't talk to any of those classmates anymore. And I think if I had taken that gap year, I might have been able to figure out what I actually wanted out of college, because college for me was a disaster. And then I ended up going back later as an adult. And when you're paying for it, oh man, does it make a difference as to when you show up, what you pay attention to, the assignments you turn in, all of it is just, it's a completely different experience going to college as an adult versus as an 18-year-old. And I really wish that I had had a better understanding of how student loan debt was going to play a role in life later on. More snow in the forecast, if you didn't hear. It sounds like we're going to get some snow Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So I reached out to another friend from Twitter. It's just kind of how people meet these days. Rick Ellis from allyourscreens.com. He's going to join us because with more snow coming and the likelihood that you're going to be stuck inside and there's so many streaming services, so many things to watch, what should you be paying attention to this weekend? I know I get into a rut where I turn on the TV and I don't know what to watch because there's too many options. There's too many, you know, swear to you, I think some nights we spend more time trying to decide what we're going to watch than actually watching what we've decided on. So Rick is going to join us in a couple of minutes to give us some ideas of what's available online right now, what you should be streaming, what you should be paying attention to. That's coming up in just a couple of minutes. But again, phone lines are open. Texts are open. If you want to give us a call, 651-989-9226, 81807. If you've got a dream you're holding on to, something you've been working for, just getting a text in. I was a broadcaster at 21, too young to sit still. Coach and teach, would love to broadcast again. I feel ya. Every morning I wake up and there's something new that I want to do. A part of me thinks that that is the danger of social media. You see someone doing something cool, and then all of a sudden, you want to do something cool. But that's just kind of the days we are living in. So we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, Rick Ellis from allyourscreens.com is going to join us. Like I said, ideas for this snowy week. What is available on your streaming devices and what should you be watching? That's coming up next on News Talk 830 WCCO. There is going to be some more indoor time in the very near future, looking ahead at the forecast. I'm very relieved to not be a meteorologist this week because it is brutal. How much snow today? We broke records. I nearly broke my back shoveling it all. And with snow on the horizon, I thought, what better than to talk some TV? Because when it's cold outside and you can curl up on the couch, maybe with the person you love or a cuddly pet, a glass of wine in front of the fire, I get a little overwhelmed by all of my options. So Rick Ellis is going to come in to the conversation. He's with allyourscreens.com and break things down for us. Rick, I'm going to put you on the spot right off the bat.
Okay, I'm prepared.
On the TV in front of me, I've got CNBC on, and Deal or No Deal is still playing. I don't know if it's a new episode or if it's a re-air. I have no idea, but if you had to be on – well, no, I should rephrase that. If you got to be on any television game show, and it could be an old one, what are you picking?
Oh, well, first, these are actually new episodes of CNBC – of Deal or No Deal.
It's still on?
Yeah. Well, they brought it back.
Oh.
Well, you know, Howie Mandel, what else has he got to do? So.
And there's just a plethora of pretty women to stand next to suitcases. So this show could go on forever.
Yeah. And I pretty much know that I would not be on Deal or No Deal for sure because too much stress. I've seen too many people lose $500,000 on that show. It's too much stress. I would be too unhappy. I honestly think I would be on a very old school game show, because if I lose $2,000, I'm going to be okay with that. You know, I suppose it's really terrible. I'm setting my expectations low, but
no, but I get it, because I think I'd be very good at Wheel of Fortune. But then thinking about it and being in that moment and the stress, and, you know, maybe you mispronounce a word or you just flub something, and then all of a sudden everything's gone and you're just standing there while the show keeps taping.
You don't want to be a viral video. And that's
or do you? Maybe that's the path I need to go down. Maybe that's my future career, the viral video.
Well, you want to be the wacky one. You don't want to be the one where it just looks really stupid.
That's true. That's true.
It's a fine line.
It is a very, very fine line. So let's get into it. I sent you an email and I basically threw it out there. Let's talk about the best streaming options, TVs and movies. We've got another round of snow coming up. So when you think of the best bingeables right now, what is the thing that comes to mind?
You know, generally it's something that I like to watch, binge new things, things I haven't seen before. There are certainly people who think, I really want to go and watch, you know, 20 episodes of Friends today. And that's cool. And there are certainly a lot of places, you know, you can watch Friends on Netflix. You can watch a lot of old things like Roseanne and All in the Family on Hulu. I tend to like to watch things that I hadn't seen before. For instance, I just Netflix has this new show called The Umbrella Academy on. Didn't know anything about it, never read the books that it was based on, and I sat down and I watched, you know, 7 episodes the first time. So.
And this is what I'm Googling real quick. It's a Netflix show. It says a dysfunctional family of superheroes comes together to solve the mystery of their father's death, the threat of the apocalypse, and more. And it looks like a pretty good cast.
It is. It's really good. It's very unusual. It's sort of superhero-ish, but not in the way that you expect. I mean, it's, I think, 10 episodes. It probably is about 8 or 9 episodes in before you really have a sense of how the season's going to end up. And it's just really surprising. And that's the kind of thing that I like, is where I'm going into something really not knowing what to expect, and then, you know, it's all over and you think, wow, this was really, really fun.
I love seeing Ellen Page, because I loved her in Juno, and she's done a ton of stuff since then, but I still just go back to Juno as, one, such a great movie. I might be biased because it's supposed to be set in Minnesota, but...
She's really good in this show. Just as a warning, if you're an Ellen Page fan, first couple episodes, she's not in them a lot. But towards the back end of the season, she's sort of the central character. So if you're a big fan of hers, there are other things to watch. And then you get into about episode 3 or 4, and suddenly she's showing up a lot. So, but she's very good in it.
Well, let's get some suggestions for the parents who had yet another snow day today and are probably going a little bit crazy. And I don't want to be the person to suggest you just plop your child in front of the television, but sometimes you got to do what you got to do. So when we're looking at family or kid movies, what's out there right now?
Well, if you like something that's big and popular, particularly something that if the kids have seen before, they'll watch again, Netflix has Incredibles 2 on.
I just watched it the other night.
Yeah, see, there you go. Hulu has Guardians of the Galaxy on, so that's always a good choice. You know, if the kids are a little older, say teenage, and you want something to watch with the rest of the family, I would highly recommend Netflix has One Day at a Time, which is a remake of the old 1970s Norman Lear show. Super funny, super excellent. It's very relevant. They've updated it in ways that seem really good. It's, you know, there's episodes about inclusion and all different sorts of very modern topics, but it's incredibly funny. It's family friendly, and it's literally one of those things that if someone's 70 or someone's, I would say probably under 10, you may not understand some of the jokes, but there's nothing in there that would be shocking. So that would definitely be one I would recommend.
Rick Ellis is with us. He is at allyourscreens.com. This is my favorite category, and I'm probably in the minority on this. I am a sucker for a great horror movie. And there's something about a snowstorm, you're inside. Again, that fire in the glass of wine, that's my Saturday night right there.
Well, I have a couple of recommendations. We'll stick with Netflix first. I'll warn you, it's a subtitled movie, but pay no attention to that. You won't notice it at all. There's a movie on there called Last Train to Busan. It's Busan. It's a South Korean movie. It's the highest box office movie that was ever made in South Korea. It's about a zombie apocalypse, and it's a father and his young daughter get stuck on this train in the middle of a zombie apocalypse.
Zombies are my favorite. So, yeah, like, and I'm giddy right now. I love it.
It's a super, super well-made movie. Oh, if you like zombies, by the way, Netflix also has a, weirdly enough, another Korean television show called Kingdom that's set in the medieval ages of Korea. And it's really cool because it has, you know, all these very pomp and circumstance kind of things, but it's also a zombie show. Very cool.
I love it. I love those suggestions. I've got less than a minute left, Rick, for the action fan. Lots of big blockbusters out there. Anything catch your eye?
I would say two quick choices. Netflix has Hurricane Heist, which if you're into really big, stupid action movies, I would really go for. Lots of action, lots of stupid. Amazon has Annihilation on with Natalie Portman. So if you haven't seen that, that's like a really good action, end-of-the-world-ish kind of movie.
I love it. Thank you so much. You can check out all of Rick's suggestions over at allyourscreens.com. Ton of stuff for you to check out there. Rick, thank you so much for joining us on News Talk 830 WCCO. We will be back